Hi, this is Trevor Emden. Now, in this session, if you're not sure what your market is, then you need to listen to this session. You can download this. This will be recorded as an MP3, so you can listen to it while you're driving or going about your chores in the house or whatever it is that you get up to. Very important session. This is entitled How to Find Your Superpowers, because the big mistake that you must avoid, and the reason so many people fail online, and indeed in any kind of business, and I'm going to hold my hand up, you can't see me doing it because this is audio only, I'm going to hold my hand up and tell you, for a long time I was one of those people. The biggest reason is because people have a tendency to say, well, I've got a good idea, and create a product, whether it's a book or a coaching program or anything else, without finding out what the market actually wants. Now, let's try and marry the two together. That's what this process is about, because you've got an idea, you think people will want it. Now, I'm covering market research. I've covered that already in a video session, and we'll dig deeper into that as we go further into the Beyond the Rat Race program. So that this process is not so much about the market research. It's about you. It's about finding out what you actually want. No, what you actually know that you can deliver. Now, this is a big tripwire for many people, because what happens is that so many people say to themselves and to me, and I've coached, I think almost, I would say probably 98% of the people that I've coached will say this to me in the early stages in one form or another. So listen carefully. If you are thinking or feeling, I don't know anything, I'm just an ordinary man or woman with no specialized knowledge, you are wrong. But that's the tripwire. So let's dive in. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to grab a pen and paper, and I want you to imagine that your best friend is here, someone who knows you really well. And if I could say to him or her, or maybe them, tell me about you, your name, whatever, whoever you are, whatever your name is. What kinds of things would you go to you, your friend, what kind of things would they go to you for? You know, if they're in trouble, some kind of trouble, or they've got some sort of problem, they want a shoulder to cry on, an ear to bend, or just some good old-fashioned advice, why would they think you're the go-to person? Now, here's what I'm fishing for. I want you to come up with your superpowers, because what we're going to do is come up with little extra bits that you have that when we add them together add up to a superpower. So, let me give you an example. Let me give you me as an example. Okay? I believe that I'm a good teacher. I love teaching. Now, I've never trained as a teacher, but I love doing it. I love language and putting things into words, and I think I'm good at explaining quite complicated ideas in simple language. If I can grasp it, I can explain it. Now, does this make me the best teacher in the world? Am I a super teacher? Am I a super writer of helpful or self-help products? No, but I'm a bit better than average. And that's all you need, just the edge. Okay? I think that I'm a pretty astute listener. I pick up voice tones and body languages, and I'll pick up meaning in a silence sometimes that other people will miss. Now, that's partly because I think, hard for me to tell now, but I think partly it's because I'm trained in various psychotherapies. I was trained how to listen and what to look for in people's speech patterns and body language and so on. But I think I was always good at it. I think I was good at it as a teenager. I just had a natural talent for it, and the training just brought it out of me, as it were. So, does that make me the best therapist or the best listener in the world? Am I a superpowered listener? No, probably not. But I'm slightly better than average. I have an edge on that compared to many other people. Not everybody. So there are people in the world who are far better at that than me. But that's not the point. Okay, put me in an Olympic race and I will come last if it's a sprint or a long distance run, because running is not my thing. That's not where I come. But put me in some sort of competition about listening or explaining stuff, and I'll be, you know, bronze, silver, maybe gold sometimes, depending on what's out there. I'll do pretty well at that. There are other things I know how to do as well. I'm a confident public speaker. That's quite a big one for lots of people. But I, as long as I'm talking on a subject that I like and I know something about, I have no fear of standing in front of an audience. So that gives me an edge. Now, add all those things together. I'm a good teacher. I'm good at explaining stuff. I'm good at listening, which means I'm pretty good at the Q&As, and I'm pretty good at hearing what people want when they contact me and say, you know, I'm in some difficulty with my business. Can you coach me? And sometimes the answer to that is going to be no. But often I'm good at hearing and understanding what their needs are when other people haven't been able to reach them. So it makes me a good coach. It makes me a good trainer. It makes me able to coach people in succeeding. Now, that's for me. That's my personal constellation, if you like, my own little bunch of ingredients that when you put them together and you know, cook them in the oven, you get a really good cupcake out of that. Okay, a Trevor Emden cupcake. That's mine. So what I want you to do is the same process, but for you. Never mind, at the moment, never mind what it means you can do. The first thing I want you to do is to find out what you're good at. What you're good at, okay? So pause the recording, or if you're driving, you know, pause it now, wait till you get home. Grab a pen and paper, and imagine your best friend is in the room and he or she or they are the person that we're asking. Why would they go to you? What strengths, what edges have you got? You know, come up with one or two or three or four. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. You know, you're going to put yourself out there in front of people, and this is where your value lies hidden. Okay. So now, I'm assuming that you paused the recording and that you've got that down. So now what we add in is things that interest you. What are your passions and hobbies? Okay. Now, again, I don't know you, but I'm going to give you an example of somebody that I'm working with, or, you know, been working with in this program, and what we came to. Now, this gentleman has a number of interests and skills. One of which is music. He likes listening to music, likes playing the guitar. Now, he told me, I've never heard him play the guitar, and don't know what kind of music he listens to. But he told me when I mentioned guitar, his first reaction was, well, you know, I'm no Eric Clapton. I'm not going to set the world on fire with my guitar playing. That's not what we're after. What we're after is a group of people, an audience, who have a problem that's related to something you're interested in that so bugs them that it keeps them awake at night, if we can find that. Now, we did quite a bit of fishing around in this area. We thought of musicians, you know, musicians, bands and solo musicians who want to get gigs. The problem with musicians who want to get gigs, and forgive me if you are one and if you're successful, because I'm stereotyping here, but we had to think inside the box for a while in order to get outside the box. So the problem with that particular market is probably going to be that many of them have very little money. They're not going to buy a product or a program from you, even if you could come up with something that would help them get better known or get more work. but in thinking about people who want, you know, musicians who want more work, what we came up with was, hang on a minute, there are people out there, some of them are musicians, many of them musicians, but not all musicians, who want more recognition for their talent. And all over the world, there are these enormous talent shows. You know, Britain's Got Talent, X Factor, Pop Idol, I don't know if that one's still going, American Idol, I think is still going. And all over the world, there are variations on those talent shows. It's huge. Now, how many people apply for those shows? Hundreds of thousands. How many people get through to the audition stage? I don't know what the percentages are, but it's not all of the people who apply. And then how many people actually get through to the semi-finals? A much reduced number, a handful. And finally, one winner, leaving all of those frustrated hundreds of thousands of people, who many of whom are genuinely pretty talented, leaving them out in the cold. The majority of them you'll never hear from again. Now, they've still got the hunger. The vast majority of those people still want to make a breakthrough. So what if we discussed, what if you could come up with a coaching program or a product of some kind that would help them? Now, in this particular gentleman's case, what he's good at is making videos and websites and so on. So he was able to put together a helpful package of publicity material for people in that market. So do you see what I mean? We had to drill down a bit. We had to look, what are the skills and the ideas and the things that you already know how to do and that you're already passionate about? How could we marry them up? But the first part of the process is to find your edge. What's your edge? Come up with 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe half a dozen or more things that you are, I'm not Superman or Superwoman about this, but I'm better than average. And don't be afraid of that. What you have to understand is that very few people are superpowered. Now, I don't really believe there is an actual Superman, but I mean, there are some people who are super, super talented. People like Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, the late Jim Rohn, for example, in the field of personal development. And, you know, we could name many, many others in any field of human endeavor, you know, of all the people who try to make films, for example, would like to make films. Steven Spielberg is one of the best there's been in modern times. Maybe forever, who knows. Most of us aren't going to be in that league. That's okay. You don't have to be Steven Spielberg to be able to make somebody a decent video that will publicize their talent, for example. You see what I mean? So that's the process. Come up with something, come up with edges, and then marry it together with your likes and passions and skills that you've already got. And then we can start looking at who has a problem that so bugs them that they stay awake at night thinking about it. Right? Is there a group out there that has a problem that I could come up with, I could put these things together? Yes, I'm good at that. Now, when we do the live coaching, you know, I know that this one can be tricky to think your way through, but the first part of this is not tricky. It's not. It's just learning to believe in yourself. It's key, it's crucial to your success. And then you'll be, when you come up with it, you'll be doing something that you love at the end of this. You'll be waking up every day going, hey, you know what? I'm going to help more people get whatever it is they want. And it's fun and it's easy for me. This is how you find your way to doing what you love. So there you go. Replay this as often as you like. Take it in stages. Pause the recording whenever you need to. And that's your task. You can't move forward unless you really know that. But please, please do not make the mistake of having an idea for a product, whether that's a product or a service, same thing, and then thinking you'll find the market for it. You have to find what you're good at. Then we identify a market that has a problem that you can put your skills and talents and knowledge together into some kind of package that will solve that problem. And believe me, people will pay a great deal of money for that solution once we find it. It's gold. We're panning for gold here. Okay, I'll see you in the next session. Bye for now.